Sweet lady. And here's a sweet man. Hello, Samuel.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well.
It's very nice of you to say that about me.
Well, you are. You're a lovely man.
Well, very nice of you anyway.
You tricked the boys this morning with one or two of those questions. You got them.
Well, that's what we try to do.
Yeah. I'd have to tell you that one of the questions was impossible for anybody to answer, I think, but still, that's, I guess, when you keep getting beaten week after week after week, you come up with impossible questions.
Well, it helps sometimes. I mean, you can't have impossible questions every week or they just stop answering them.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you get the parcel I sent you with the photos from the Terrigal lunch?
Yes, I received those on Friday night when I came to work, which was obviously last night, but I haven't seen them yet because, you know, Saturday was a busy day. My mother-in-law arrived, and we had a house full of people, and I was working on the program for tonight. Mm. But sometime over the next two or three days, I'll look forward to seeing that very much, Samuel.
Yeah, so I just wanted to check because obviously, at this time of the year, you have to be a bit careful about Australia Post.
No, they arrived.
That's good. I went to their website, actually, the Australia Post website, to check if they were doing any deliveries on this Saturday, because sometimes they do just before Christmas to clear the backlog.
Yeah.
And do you know what the website said?
No, what did it say?
It said, to find out our business hours and trading hours, call us during business hours.
No, that's clever. Yeah, how's that for double dutch? I wondered myself whether there was going to be any delivery of mail on Saturday. Can anybody let us know, did Australia Post in fact deliver at all on Saturday? I didn't even look in our letterbox, so I don't know whether they did or not.
Well, I didn't hear anything, and we didn't get anything. Although a neighbour did put an envelope in our letterbox, but definitely nothing from the post.
Oh, okay.
But now I know you've got a break coming up, so I'll make this quick. But I spoke to Leone yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Friday, actually, yes.
Yeah.
So I gave her a call at 2LM in Lismore to wish her a Merry Christmas, and she said that I was the first person to ever actually ring her at the station there.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I sent her an email during the week. But no, I haven't talked to her. But well, that's very nice of you. Leone, of course, worked with me. She was a producer on the program for an all too short few months and has now got a job as a newsreader at 2LM in Lismore and is loving it.
She is. She sounds very happy there.
Mm.
Apparently, she's had to move a couple times, but
yeah.
Other than that, she sounds very happy over there.
Mm.
And I also wanted to wish Joanna a Merry Christmas. Joanna, if you're listening, thank you for the email. I did get it. Sorry I haven't replied yet, but I've just sort of been run off my feet here. But thank you very much for the email. And also, it's been lovely to hear Georgie on the radio again.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas to Irene and Charity and everyone else. I could go on all night, and I'm sure you could too, John. Yeah.
Well, it's nice that we have such a big extended family, and I know some people hate it when, and I don't think I've ever referred to it as a family. Some of the people who listen to us regularly have done that, and some people say, oh, that's all better, you know, that's all rubbish, there's all this big family there, it's all big, this club that, you know, you're not a part of. Well, there's no such thing as a family, or there's no such thing as a club, there's just a bunch of people who have listened overnight for a period of time, and we get to see each other every now and again at the functions which I put on, and like each other and are interested in each other and tell me what is wrong with that.
And it's just, I mean, it's magical during the year anyway, but it's especially magical at this time of the year, and we all just seem to pull together and wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and Australia Post must be reeling under the weight of all the parcels we're sending to each other.
Merry Christmas, Samuel.
You too, John. Have a great day, and Merry Christmas to all of your family as well.
Thank you very much for sending that all those photographs through from the function we had at Terrigal. I look forward very eagerly to seeing that.
And Samuel's online. Morning, Samuel.
Good morning, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you for that email you sent me on Thursday night, wishing me a Merry Christmas. I'm sorry I didn't reply to it, but I'm just calling this morning to wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's very nice of you to do so. Samuel, how are you spending the day tomorrow?
I'll be having lunch with my godparents.
Oh, great. We're in Canberra or something?
In Canberra, yeah.
Oh, very good.
They usually put on a lunch. They work in community care, so they have a lot of people who wouldn't normally be able to have lunch with anyone else. They bring them around to their place, and we all have a very big festive lunch. And so I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good fun.
What's on the menu?
Well, I don't know yet. It's usually a bit of a traditional Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
It also depends on what people bring in as well.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's good. It's going to be good for the traditional lunches this year because with the temperatures being that little bit cooler, it does give us some breathing space in the kitchen, so it's not such a drama slaving over hot stoves with the turkeys and the hams and everything else. And
those kitchens get very hot.
You're right about that, particularly when it's 30 or 35 degrees outside, so we don't have to worry about that this year.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'll be getting together with the family, mum and dad and everybody else. My sister's arrived from Singapore, so all's in readiness, so it'll be great.
Well, I hope you have a great day.
You too, Samuel. Thanks for the call, mate.
Not a problem.
All the best. Have a great day. Bye-bye. 13:13:32. It is 12 past 6.
There's nothing I like better than working in my garden, helping all the plants grow with tender, loving care. I'm never happier than when I'm in my garden, out in the clean, fresh air. The weekends I love, that's the time I get my gardening gloves out, dance around and shout out, open the shed. Everything I need is right where I said so. Come on now, let's go. Bring the spade and the fork, get my little red trowel. You know that's my favourite. Bring my homesick tears I've had for you.
Canberra Stock Radio 2CC. This is the Bunnings Garden Show. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Mike.
Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy rain.
Happy rain. How good was that?
Oh, just fantastic.
I was just looking at that, 6.8 mil at Tuggers and 2.4 at the airport overnight. Looked like there was a lot more lying around on the roads. And
yeah, it did seem like, well, there was a lot in bits and pieces. Well, certainly where I am anyway, we had a real downpour, but it didn't last very long. And I put some mulch on my garden yesterday, or at least my men did.
It's a bit like sex, isn't it?
Rain.
You never know when you're going to get it, and you never know how long it's going to last.
Okay. Back to the rain. Yes, I got my men to put some mulch out for me on Friday, mm-hmm. and they did a great job, but ran out of time because we only worked half a day yesterday and then on Friday and had our Christmas party. And then, so I went to move it yesterday after the rain. I deliberately left it in piles so that the rain could hit the soil. And you know what? The mulch, about half a millimetre underneath the top of it, wasn't wet at all.
No.
So I was very pleased that I hadn't spread my mulch until the rain had come. So at least some of it got there. So unfortunately not enough, but gee, a lot better than nothing.
So it was nice to see. Actually, when it came in yesterday afternoon, I actually sat out on the back deck and just watched the rain because it's just been so long, it seems to be.
Well, it's interesting you say that because when I went to Pialago after the radio show yesterday, it was just starting to rain there, and all the boys from Stonehenge were sitting out. And I said, it's raining. And they said, yeah, that's why we're out here looking at it, feeling it.
I went over the shops yesterday afternoon. There was a little kid there and he's watching the rain. He passed out. So I had to go and get a bucket of dust to throw it on him to bring him back around.
Good one. We've got Sam on the line.
Samuel. Good morning, Samuel.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, I'm good, mate. Good to have you on board. First time I've had you on the garden show, I think.
Well, this is the first time I've been on the gardening show in about 10 years, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How are you, Samuel?
I'm good. I rang up to wish you and Vicky a very Merry Christmas. You're doing a great job with the gardening show.
Well, thank you very much.
And seeing as it is the gardening show, I thought I should probably ask, if someone was going to buy someone a plant for Christmas, is there anything in particular you would recommend, sort of?
It would be a good idea to know what sort of thing they wanted, but a great plant at this time of the year that I'm certainly recommending is, if people are taking out their lawn, is Myoporum parvifolium. The common name for it is creeping boobiella.
That's a bit easier to say.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
So Myoporum or creeping boobiella is a great ground cover. It's not a pretty plant. So if you wanted a pretty plant that's flowering at the moment, you can get some beautiful hydrangeas if they've got a dark shady spot. Or another one that you could get that's out in the open, if they want a pot out in the open, is a verbena. They're looking very pretty at the moment too.
That sounds very nice.
Okay.
All right.
You better have a go. What's our thing this morning, Samuel? Vicky hasn't given it yet because she hasn't had a chance.
No. It's something to enhance your use of the garden.
Well, I could suggest, without knowing how many letters you have, that it would be water.
That's a good suggestion, but no. Give us a letter.
All right, I actually drew some letters out of the hat earlier, just in case. I've got a W for water lily.
No W, but
oh well.
Thank you very much. And you can go in the draw to win the Jack and Jewel garden seat from Stonehenge at Pialago.
Because we're drawing that today.
That's right. And also in the draw for a gift from Bliss Garden and Giftware at 8 Biltana Road, Pialago.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well,
Have a Merry Christmas.
Well, you too, Sam.
Good to talk to you, Samuel, and we'll talk to you, no doubt, in the year of James Bond.
I'm sure you will.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Bye.
Have a great one. Samuel's one of our regulars who's been listening to 2CC for quite some time. He's only a young chap, and he's got his own website. And anything that goes on in 2CC usually makes it to the website.
Well, okay.
Don't give any note. Now, something to enhance use in the garden. How many letters?
Yes. Sorry, 6 letters and 8 letters.
Oh, 6 and 8. And there was no W.
No W.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're rocking and rolling.